Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You can connect with me on our social media channels and websites, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook MJ Radio Host, Facebook Small Business Concierge Magazine, Facebook On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, and be nice out there on those political views and network. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known, build relationships. If you missed any of our shows, download them at our podcast, ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com. Follow us and receive all our small business shows and some other content out there with some of our friends out there in the business community and also out there on iTunes and Google Play. Visit my website, businessontheedge.biz, and our Small Business Concierge website.biz, so smallbusinessconcierge.biz. And if you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments or maybe shows you might want us to do. Each week, we like to thank our listeners for tuning into this show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development in small business and entrepreneurship growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Here's a quote, Helen Keller. Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without confidence and hope. And hopefully tonight we're gonna share a little bit of optimism and some things that are going on in our communities. But optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without confidence and hope. Here's my power question for tonight. The business of social service, are they asking business owners to play a role in giving back? Do we kind of overlook what's going on really at the core of our communities, and what can we do as business owners to participate in maybe being a solution with some of the things that are going on? And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. We've got a full show tonight. I've got some great guests in the studio, some power women in Silicon Valley. Don't get mad, guys. That's just the way it is. We're here. So it's all good. It's all good. We want you to play your part, but we have a place at the table, and we want to have a real conversation about some of the things that we have going on. And because it's such a tight show, and we're going to talk fast, or we're in a slow hurry, we're going to get it in tonight. And I really want to talk about some things that are very prevalent in our communities that we don't talk about. I've never had social services on, actually. So we have Francesca, and I'm going to make sure I get this right. Francesca Leray. I want to say something else, but I'm not going to teach you guys wrong. 9.145+ million people in Santa Clara County, Bay Area, Silicon Valley. So Francesca Leray, she is, and let me just give you some information. Since January 2017, Francesca has been serving as the director of the Department of Family and Children's Services for Santa Clara County. Francesca has presented and trained on the topic of investigations throughout the field of child welfare and as a consultant and mentor to students, practitioners, and professionals in the area of child abuse and neglect and investigations. We also have on the show tonight Vanessa Russell. She is the executive director of Love Never Fails, a nonprofit dedicated to the restoration, education, and protection of those involved or at risk of becoming involved in domestic human trafficking. Big, big unfortunate business going on there. We're going to talk a little bit about that. She also launched an IT academy connecting underserved community members with financially sustainable careers. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Vanessa believes that the issue of human trafficking can be solved through love expressed in prayers, safe housing, mentoring, job training, outreach, and education. And finally, we have Elizabeth Stewart, who is the executive director and founder and president of Kingdom Family Resources. She has worked in mental health, social welfare, corrections, education, in religious communities since 1989, with over 25 years of helping children and families addressing life issues that have impacted local communities. We have a lot going on. We have a lot going on. And Francesca, I want to start with you because you're kind of the you know, when we look at social services is kind of the ichi and the governing body on kind of how we really should act with our children. That's kind of the way that I look at it. So here's the question I have to you. DFCS is the protection net for child safety. Families are in crisis. What are we missing as a family and as a community? What are we missing? What's going on with that?
So family is the first and the best safety and protection for children, with and followed by the community, including relatives, friends, neighbors, schools, churches, and community-based organizations. So unfortunately, there will always be a need for intervention by the Department of Family and Children Services to protect children whose safety is jeopardized. However, DFCS should be the last resort. What we need to do is work collectively to prevent child abuse and neglect. It's preventable. There's something we can do about it. And not doing so, not helping to improve the lives of children and the outcomes of children and families will continue to cost us. In the Bay Area alone, we spend $2 billion. And we could put that money into worthy services such as education and healthcare. So we can't wait until we see risk factors or use interventions that don't address a family's specific needs. What we need to do is work together so that we can reduce and ultimately end child abuse and neglect. Because if we don't do so, it's not only costing us billions of dollars, but we can save a life, a child's life.
This message that I want to get to the audience tonight is that it's a serious issue. And when I asked the question, one of the first things that you said is that families are the first safe place, or should be.
Absolutely.
Because that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
What is your, and just a professional opinion, and I'm going to just go off script a little bit. Why isn't it the safest place? Because it's not always a safe place. What is a common factor that you might see in your experience that it becomes an unsafe zone? Is that low income, and so I'm doing other things? Is that anger issues and abuse of parents? What is it? Is it one thing, or is it a collection of things? What's the reality for us because it becomes unsafe?
So child abuse and neglect is incredibly complex. It's not easy. It's not just one thing, and sometimes it is just one thing. So what is incredibly important for every parent, every family to have is a circle of support. Everybody needs help. And what happens is that we, for whatever reason, turn our back, turn our eyes to things that we should be reaching out to and helping. There's an opportunity to help people. Small businesses can help create healthy communities and healthy relationships. And so as a parent, you know, you're not given a brochure to say, hey, this is the way you raise a child. And so there's particular models that we can use to help build families and children and build a circle of support. So there's essentially five protective factors that research has shown that actually help parents. I don't want to say be better parents, but parent in the best way possible, because everyone needs the help and support. So to learn how to manage stress when we have challenges that come into our life, positive relationships that provide emotional and information and spiritual support, that we understand child development. You know, a child at 2 is very different at 12 and 15 and so forth. And we're role models for our children. So if our children Right. see us coping through the use of alcohol or drugs, they're going to turn to that. If they see that we are not good with coping with our own emotions, that's what they're seeing. So right. we need to create concrete supports for our families.
So let me say this, and I'm going to bring Vanessa in on this conversation. So we've heard it takes a village.
Yes.
So what I'm hearing, it takes a village. It really does take a village. When I was growing up, and I'll just say it this way, if I got in trouble in one place, I was going to be in trouble at home. Yeah. If I got whooped at at my friend's house, I could expect some activities to take place at my home when I got there. But here's my dilemma. Here's my concern, and Vanessa, maybe you can chime in. And Francesca, you gave so many examples of it is complex. Mm-hmm. And small businesses, we can get involved. We can do things. What are you hearing? What are you hearing with the families, with the children? Because as parents, and Francesca, you said, well, I don't want to say better parenting, but you know, we probably need some better parenting. I'm going to go ahead and say it because it's my show and I get to say it. But because some parents are not parenting well for whatever reason. And so Vanessa, what are you hearing when, and some of the things that Francesca is saying, and what are families and children saying to you?
Yeah, so I think we're at a record level of single parent families, right? We're at a record level of homelessness in the Bay Area. When you think about adverse childhood experiences, ACEs as a barometer for what is, kind of tells us root causes for some of these issues. It looks at mental health. It looks at victimization. It looks like at the stability of the family unit. How many resources are there? Do we have grandparents nearby? Do we have aunties and uncles nearby? Are we living in a nomadic fashion where people are at our extended family is in another location, and so now we're relying on neighbors and we're relying on people that may or may not be the best people to watch our children or to help us with our children. And so I think it's really important. One of the things that I've just committed to personally is when I see something, this whole catchphrase, see something, say something. Right. But how about see something, do something?
Right.
If you see someone has a mental health issue and they're not able to reach their child in a way that you think is normal, we often spend a lot of time diagnosing that or even pointing fingers or even judging that instead of saying, how can I fill the gap? So how can I help that person retain their child in the home, which is like, as was said, that is the best place for them to be.
Right. We got to go to a commercial break. But you draw something to my attention that we have different types of raising children, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different cultures. And I'll give you, there's cultures, African culture, Asian culture, and then coming to this country and then raising your children. And it's very different. And you could get into trouble with social services because of those differences. When we come back, more on our children and family, Vanessa, Elizabeth, Francesca. When we come back, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW. Oh, yes, it's
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are back and we are talking about the concerns that we have in our community and with our families. And I'm going to, again, if you're just tuning into the show, we have the director of the Santa Clara County Department of Family and Children Services, Francesca LaRue. Come on, say it. LaRue. I'm just angry about that. I got taught wrong. Don't quote me.
Francesca's fine.
LaRue. It's right for me to know your name, LaRue. And so this is a very serious discussion. This is the business of our children, the business of our families, Francesca. So now, what does DFCS need from the community to lessen children entering the system? What do we need to do to lessen that?
Well, we absolutely need to invest our dollars on prevention.
Okay.
So again, child abuse and neglect is preventable. So how many campaigns go out for different type of diseases and healthcare issues, right? We need to spend our money preventing children from being maltreated. That's number one. So how do we do that, right? We have to create true, culturally sensitive, responsive ways that people can go out and ask for help without being the fear that their children are going to be taken away. Absolutely. That right. needs to happen. And for families that are already system involved and that the children have had to be removed for their safety and placed in homes, we need people to come forward and open their hearts and their homes so that they can provide care and supervision to our children.
Right.
Like, that is the most important thing. But not only provide care and supervision to the children, the foster children, but also bring the parent in.
Right.
Right?
Right.
There's a new term we used to call resource parents, foster parents. A resource family takes care of not just the child. A resource parent, now what we're trying to do is help them bring the family, the parent, to mentor them, to role model. So if you want to spend your money, what about transporting a child and a parent to get to their classes, to their substance abuse classes, to their mental health classes, to do all of those things that absolutely will help increase their sobriety, their stability, and give them the opportunity to find employment, get housing, do all of those things. So creating paths for families, removing the stigma, right? Parents need help.
Right.
Raising children is tough work.
Right.
And so it's not something that you can do by yourself. You have to lean on others, and you cannot feel shame for asking for help.
Right, right. And so now I'm going to include Elizabeth Stewart, Executive Director of Kingdom Family Resources and therapist, life, marriage, family therapist. And so we don't want to therapy, Liz, but there's something going on here. And now we have this call to action, if you will, from
yes.
Francesca on getting involved. But there are some concerns. There are some concerns with families being concerned about, well, if I tell a social worker, they're going to take my kids. And then where my kids are going to go. And then as this call to action for resource families, well, do I really want to get involved? And what does that mean exactly? I mean, because it's a heartfelt call to action that open your homes, open your hearts, but you're opening up to a lot of things. What do you, how do we respond to that? What would you say?
I think a couple of things. I think Ms. Francesca made a very good point regarding the prevention pieces of it. There's a lot of things that we can put in place to really destigmatize social services, period, and then how you get involved and how you reciprocate and get involved in the services. One is just really addressing the fear issue. You call it what it is, right? So when people are afraid, and that's the message that I get quite often, and we all know that. That's not a secret. We all know that.
Right.
So when people have a level of fear about what's going on, that means there's messages that are being communicated community-wise, culturally-wise, worker, service provider to the client. Somewhere along, that message has to be really looked at. And that message has to be held accountable. We cannot perpetuate fear if we expect people to grow, right? Mm-hmm. And so and that in itself is not just a social worker having to do that. Should be a community. That's changing a language, which means you got to change the culture of how you present working with families.
And that's going to take some time. I have to go to a commercial break. Let's go ahead and go to a commercial break. When we come back, please stay tuned. Very important, because it really does impact you. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I wish you could sit in the studio with us when we are on break, because the conversation just continues to get better, sizzling in here. Here's the conversation that we've been having off air for parents who feel like they're good parents and probably good parents, but that judgment, that stigma with social services. Let's start with you, Vanessa. You gave a great example about, if someone's from another culture and country, we do things differently. I've seen it, and it irritates me as a parent, and I'm like, you shouldn't do that. Come on. I'm going to judge that, okay? Now, I may not be right in doing that, but as a mother and as a parent, I'm the one that if you're walking down the street and you're yelling at your child, and I've seen this in San Francisco, I'm looking, and I'm waiting. I'm like, okay, one wrong move, and, you know, I'm not going to not do anything. So provide the example that you've just given on our commercial break, and then we'll let Francesca and Elizabeth chime in on that.
Well, I think the most powerful thing you can do to reach parents is bring in examples of other parents who have overcome some of the things that they're faced with that are relatable either by way of their background or, you know, maybe their faith, you know, system, or maybe their gender or some of the emotional or mental health challenges that they're faced with. Speaking of calling someone out, one time I was in Safeway and I saw this guy yelling at his little daughter. And he clearly had an anger management issue, and I was with my son, and let's just say I said a few things, and he was pretty surprised. And then I said, "I'm a mandated reporter. Do I need to say anything else here?" And he stopped. But when I thought about it, I said, "This is a guy that really needs other men to come alongside him and say, dude, like, this is not the way. We know you're frustrated. You probably got laid off of your job. You probably, you know, whatever it is. But taking it out on your baby girl is not the answer."
Right. And Liz, as a therapist, you said something interesting on break and said, you know, maybe we need to look at the strengths that are there. Like, this guy's angry, but maybe there's something else to tap into to kind of address it in a different way.
Yeah, I think so. Vanessa, your story is interesting because I'm all about holding child welfare. So, let's be accountable for our behavior. The way you're talking to your kid is not okay, right? I'm not down with the fear thing, though, right? Mm-hmm. But I am into holding people accountable for their behavior. Is what you're doing, is this working right now? I got all these people in the store looking at you. Now, if I'm thinking this, I wonder if somebody already called the police on you because of the way you're acting. What is going on? Did you have a bad day? Now, you may not be able to have that kind of extensive conversation in the line at Safeway because everybody's trying to get their check through. But what I'm saying is that you're getting this guy to think about, what are you doing?
How about asking, can I help you?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Right? Can I help you? That's very different than turning on the parent and shaming him or her for not being in control.
Yes.
Right? Because it's really about the parent, the adult, having the ability to control their own emotions, self-regulating.
Yes.
Right? Those are the things. And so I was a single mom. Oh boy, my boy. Right? I needed everyone's help. And sometimes it was my beautiful sister who stepped in, or my neighbor who stepped in and said, he's a boy. You need to think about it this way.
Sure.
So I think that when we as a community can come to people and just say, can I help? That's how can I help?
Absolutely.
That right there alleviates people feeling like they have to be defensive.
Yes.
As soon as you build up a defense, you're not going to be able to help. And so that's what I was talking about, you know, when I said better parenting, I didn't want to use that word, because as a parent, you want to believe that you are a good parent. And if you have the authority I represent the government, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm the soft policeman, right? Right. Person. So if I come in saying you're doing this and that and that, I lost it. That's it. Right. I'm not going to be able to help them.
And I got to stop there. I got to go to a commercial break. But now the fear is social workers and you're saying soft police. I don't know if that translates to families, soft police. I'm afraid it's kind of like, you know, IRS calling you and saying, you know, that government agency.
Exactly.
So there's fears around that. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that in our Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Stay tuned. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love this section of the show because we've got so much, so many great things going on with the magazine. In fact, we have a couple of our concierges in the studio with us tonight, and you've been hearing this great dialogue in terms of what's going on with our families. And as business owners, we have a responsibility to get involved, to give back in whatever way that is. And if listening to this show tonight does something to you that you feel like you want to get involved and you want to connect with Department of Family and Children Services, Francesca, how can we do that? How can business owners get involved, get connected? What are your top three areas of support that you would like to see from the business community? We have the dialogue about the episode in the store. You know, maybe how do we participate? Do we let kids, you know, tour our businesses? I don't know. What do you?
Well, absolutely, mentorship, right? Participate in Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Get involved in various different community programs. Help by increasing preventive services and resources for children and families. You know, donate to scholarship funds for our foster youth. Recruit if you can't provide the home environment. You know, help in some other way. There's a variety of different ways. There's donations. You know, various ways that you can donate. Food, furniture, clothing. Sometimes families just need a little bit of help. Right. And so I'm going to give you our telephone number, 408-299-KIDS. Or you can also reach us at www.ssccgov.org/resource-family. So if you contact that number, we can give you a variety of different ideas and how you can help
And we want to do that. And let me just draw your attention to something in the magazine. The magazine is actually global. We're a digital magazine primarily. And there's a section in the magazine that we have for our young people, for our youth, for our kids, YE 2.0, Young Entrepreneur. And would love for you to, you know, contribute an article sharing some of this stuff with our small businesses. That's awesome. We've got over 200 concierges that are in the magazine that are listing. But we want to give back. So sometimes we don't know what programs to. Now I do a lot of giving back, but across the board, they don't really know. Well, what should I give into? I was talking to had Ron Kardashian on the show the other night. And one of the things that he was talking about, he and his wife, actually, Vanessa, have a heart for helping in the human trafficking industry in terms of supporting the stopping of human trafficking. Vanessa got involved with that because of one of your students, dance students. You want to tell the brief story right there?
Yeah. One of my 15-year-old dance students was assaulted in the East Bay and sold throughout California for a year. And that really opened my eyes that this is not something that happens to people outside of the country, or this is not something that is, maybe a willing participant. This is human slavery, modern day slavery. And so that was 7 years ago. And since that time, we've opened up houses. And as you mentioned, we actually have a prevention education program for the schools. And we also, in collaboration with two other nonprofits, it's called Protect. Mm-hmm. And then we also have our IT academy and a variety of other workforce development efforts.
Right.
And we think that, you know, the mentorship, either as it relates to professional development or just in general, is so key to preventing children from, recurring trauma and abuse, ongoing trauma and abuse. It really empowers them to live a self-sustaining life.
Absolutely. We operate what we refer to as the Hub in San Jose, and it's an opportunity for children to learn how to write their resume and interview skills and employment. We have an intern and earn program where we had 150 youth go out in the community during the summer and intern and learn some really hard skills. But aside from the hard skills that they're learning, it's the soft skills.
Right, it's the people skills.
It's people looking at them with value.
Yes, that's it.
And we can bring that. I've actually been down there to the hub. I love it. It's a fantastic. If you haven't been down to the hub, go down there. Come on down.
Fantastic. We'll invite you today.
So we want to get involved, and that's for sure. And I want to bring Kingdom Family Resources. Now you do a family camp, and that's teaching. One of the things that they do go through is parenting skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We do family vision, and we teach. We go through a whole. Couple workshops. It's a Friday night through a Sunday afternoon where we do all workshops on parenting skills, how to have a family vision, communication, trauma in the family, values, and we actually take the families through developing these processes together, kids and parents together. I think the most important thing that I really try to hone in as the camp therapist, right, is that until you understand your value and your worth as a parent. You're not going to be able to hand that off to your kid.
Absolutely.
Right? And then once you're able to hand that off to your kid, how do you water that so that kid can grow? So that has to do with your family vision and your family wellness. How do you know when your family's well and how do you know when they're not? But it all comes down to how you value people. And that's what I kind of was thinking about when you were talking is that, you know, when it comes down to it, we do a lot of training. We need to – I love the Hub, by the way. I did some resource classes for them a couple of years ago regarding family finding, actually, and sustainable connections. And it was very powerful because these were 15 to 18, maybe 21-year-olds
that were truly – up to the age of 25.
And it was really powerful because I got to really talk to them about how do you select the right relationships? How do you know who's right for you? So somebody that's going to help train you to learn how to drive, maybe, because maybe your parents aren't here. Somebody's going to teach you how to drive. Maybe you're going to have somebody else that teaches you how to get to school, right? Somebody else that helps you with other. But anyways, all that to say, the bottom line is comes down to value, and it has to be done in the context of relationship. People make the most significant changes in their life in the context of relationships.
Good stuff. I got to get out of Small Business Concierge. And by the way, Love Never Fails, Kingdom Family Resources are both concierge. You can get connected with them. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on Edge with Margaret. And we are at the bottom of our hour, and it just is not enough time. Not enough time. Francesca, I have to ask you, I have to deal with the social workers. They're like, really, for lack of a better term, the boogeyman. It's like, if you come to my house, if I say anything, you are going to take my babies. And I've seen it. So what is that resolve? What is that reskilling? Is that regulations or too restrictive? What's going on with that?
Well, it's not. So Santa Clara County has highly educated, well-trained social workers with huge hearts. And we're working on providing them coaching. So self-reflective supervision is incredibly important. Every other industry has the ability to go out and make a mistake. We don't have that ability. Media is always on us, right? Anything negative happens, but all of the successes are lost. So, you know, child protection, social work, it's harder than rocket science. Right. It's an art and it's a science and it's a balance and it's a dance. And so we're becoming a learning environment. So we have to take every opportunity and learn from it. We make team decisions.
Right.
Team decisions. This is the lives of people, right? Children and families. I am not at all in support of breaking families apart. We have to keep children safe. That's our mission. But how do we do it collectively with the community, with the parents? So social workers are becoming more trauma-informed, right? They have to be sensitive. They have to be skilled to deal with a variety of complex issues with lack of resources in the community to address all of these things. And so we're not the boogeyman. Do I look like a boogeyman?
No.
31
no,
years,
no,
I've been
no,
a social I'm, worker. I'm just... you know, it's just very hard. Right. But we are coming together to build a circle of support around our social workers so that they can build a circle of support around our families.
So they're not misjudged, because parents don't want to be misjudged and says, I really need help. There's something going on here. I'm working two jobs. I'm trying to keep my family together. I'm trying to put food on the table. You want me to do all of these classes and self-help and all of that, and if I miss something, you know, what's going to happen to me? And so that's the sort of thing, and you're talking about balance. So how do they balance all of that out?
So we're using the child and family team, and then we're using the team to come together in a meeting, right? It's impossible to do everything. It just is.
That's
but
right.
We need to do the things first that are going to help the child return safely home. What are the behaviors that we have to focus on? And then move from there. I may not be ready today right now to go and do psychotherapy. What I need to do is I need to get myself sober.
Right.
I need to get myself clean
long
enough. And then I need to find some really concrete supports, be it my best friend, a relative, a pastor. It's just a matter of coming together. So there's a variety of ways we have to be creative and innovative. We have to take risks, calculated risks, to really help and support the family. I sincerely apologize that a profession that is really meant to help and serve has been, we haven't always done a good job. And it has not the Bay Area, and it's not Santa Clara County. That's across the nation.
Right. Wow.
Right.
Wow. Wow. That said, please connect with Department of Family Services with Francesca, 408-299-299-KIDS, or www.sccgov.org, or Love Never Fails. us.com. You can donate out there. Kingdom Family Resources. Is that .org?
.com.
You can give out there. Get connected. Mm-hmm. Business owners, we can do it. I'm participating. I'm going to find out other ways. I want to learn more about the resource families and how we can participate. But please connect and let's help support these families. Let's do something. Our businesses, we're the backbone of this country. Have a good evening. Be good to somebody out there. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.